Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another fun episode of the Salty Sisters. I'm Kristen.
I'm Brianna. Hello. Right off the bat, we're just going to acknowledge the elephant in the room. It may sound a little weird. We had some plumbing issues at our recording studio. The plumbers are there. They got there late. So it was either skip this week or record on my phone.
At my house, and I live on a very busy road, so you might hear some, you know, traffic. My dog is downstairs whining to come up here, so we're just gonna go with it. Hopefully y'all can too.
Stars, they're just like us, you know?
It's true.
Mark is very concerned about this, you know, our editor. We've got some new listeners this week, and he doesn't want them to think this is how our podcast sounds every week. We're usually very edited and structured, but this is just a day in the life.
We're going. Man, what are you clicking on this week? It's a hard week because football is over and I don't know. It's just hard. Go.
And also it's weird because we're recording this the day before this episode comes out and usually we record it days ago. So it just feels weird. Anyways, what I'm clicking on this week, let me start by asking you, have you ever seen the movie Romy Michelle's High School Reunion?
Absolutely.
What do you think about this movie getting like a, I don't even want to say a reboot, but I guess more of a sequel?
I was unaware.
Okay. Well, now that I just broke that news to you, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. I'd have to understand more. Can you tell me more?
I can't, other than, oh my gosh, what's her name? I always want to say it's Mira Sorvino. Yeah. Is that her name?
Yes.
Oh. You know, she was on this latest season of Dancing with the Stars, and it makes me a little nervous about the reunion slash comeback slash reboot slash sequel, but I guess we'll just...
Like a sequel with the main players? I mean, so it's a
yeah,
sequel.
Lisa Kudrow and her are both in it.
Oh, I mean, fuck, I'd be down for that.
Cool. I can't wait to hear about this more as the story unfolds.
Excellent. I had no idea. I'm going to have to Google it.
I love when I can break stories to you.
It's rare. It's rare.
Another thing that I was clicking on just today, People.com had the 21 American Idol winners and a Where Are They Now? Number one, I had no idea that American Idol was on its 22nd season. Have you ever watched a single episode of American Idol?
Oh, yeah. I think I watched the first season when Kelly Clarkson won, and that was it.
Okay. I've never watched an episode of American Idol, but...
I think it wasn't your time. Like, it came... I think it aired right when I was in college, and I feel like you were too young or something.
I mean, I also don't think I've ever loved Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
So that was also a thing. But yeah, there was some interesting names on there that I had forgotten about. Obviously, nobody ever forgets about Kelly Clarkson, but you know, Ruben Stubbard and Carrie Underwood. And it was just, yeah, a lot of winners and not many have done a lot of things.
Chris Daughtry, Fantasia. I'm trying to see how many I can remember.
Philip Phillips. You may remember him because he has that Home song.
No.
Because you're home.
Oh, God.
It's a lyricist.
I can't believe you
genius.
Read this article and went through this. This is very surprising.
I thought, for all the American Idol fans out there, I just thought I would really dive into it.
Well, speaking of topical, Katy Perry is leaving American Idol to focus more on her music.
Speaking of Katy Perry, she was also at the Taylor Swift concert.
I know. What was she doing in a land down under?
Because, baby, now we don't have bad blood. I think that's nice.
I do, too.
You know, I'm glad that feud is over. I don't have any thoughts about Katy Perry leaving American Idol. I don't know why these type of shows, American Idol, and then there's the America's Got Talent, and those kind of shows. I just don't know what happens in people's careers where they become a judge on those shows.
Money, baby.
Is it a money thing? Is it they don't really have... I'm genuinely curious because it seems like a downward movement in a career, but apparently not. So
I feel like money. If you're somebody like Katy Perry, you're not making music at the moment, why wouldn't you do it, I guess?
Sure. I guess it keeps you in the spotlight. Lionel Richie's a judge on there, isn't he? Or one of those shows?
He was. I don't know if he still is.
Lionel.
Lionel.
I don't want to talk about Katy Perry anymore.
Okay.
You and I were talking last week, and you had the hot take that you don't think Travis and Taylor are going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, there was a New York Post article, not the Tom Sandoval one yet. I know. Hold on.
That was the New York Times.
Or whatever. Damn it. And it was basically exactly what you had been saying. And I forget who the writer on this article was, but doesn't think they're going to make it. She's basically begged the Swifties not to come after her, but it was kind of, they were going through her past relationships. Like, this is when she was in her musician era. This is when she was in her actor's era. And she doesn't think that the athlete era is really just going to be the one that is the end-all be-all for Taylor. So,
We shall see.
We shall see. I mean, he was at her concert this weekend. I heard they went to the zoo.
Fucking snore. God. And she was already there, like, with her crew a couple days prior or something. I mean, maybe the Sydney Zoo's pretty cool because you've got, like, you know, Australian animals.
Like koalas.
Koalas. Kangaroos. Kangaroos. Fucking, like, armadillos. No, I don't know.
Yeah. He did. I did see yesterday that when he landed back in Vegas, just they're letting that celebration let the good times roll on their Super Bowl win.
Yeah, again, this is another thing I said this weekend to my husband, Phil. You know him? Ever heard of him?
Hello?
That I just, I don't know, going there for like 2 days and then leaving to go back to Vegas to party, it just doesn't sit well with me. But that's just me. I'm a normal person, so.
And also, how do you feel about being the other players on the Chiefs team who are continuing the celebration, and now there is just such a spotlight on, I mean, obviously Travis, but on whoever he is with as a whole. And I'm assuming none of them really need to be under that microscope when they are out partying in Vegas and doing God knows what. It's just it's interesting.
There was this thing I had on my notes that I never talked about, and it was Lamar Odom giving his stance on the Taylor and Travis thing.
Wait. Like Khloe Kardashian's Lamar Odom?
Yeah.
Serial cheater Lamar Odom, who almost OD'd and died?
Yes.
Jeez.
And he was like, women are going to want to taste what Taylor tastes. Like, insinuating that chicks are going to come after Travis. And
oh, for sure.
Especially now because he's dating Taylor. And let's just hope that he can say no. You know? He's a man. I don't know, man. This whole thing's got me fucking concerned.
I obviously am going to continue to keep giving this relationship the benefit of the doubt because I want it to last. I think it's adorable. And in a resurfaced interview from 2016, I think he was playing Fuck, Marry, Kill. Was it on Watch What Happens Live or something? And he chose to, or it wasn't Fuck, Marry, Kill, but it was something like that. And he chose to kiss Taylor Swift. Cute. All right, what else?
Have you been keeping tabs on this Kelly Rowland Today Show drama?
Okay, I heard a snippet of it today, and I had no idea what they were talking about, but did I understand it correctly? Was it Hoda and...
So, yeah, Hoda... Jenna must have been off, Jenna Bush Hager or whatever.
Because they didn't think it was Kelly Rowland, right? Or they, like, made some sort of reference that was wrong to her, or did I hear that completely wrong?
Okay, well, like, 6 days ago, Kelly Rowland was on the 8 o'clock hour of the Today Show. She's in the new Tyler Perry movie, Mea Culpa, or something like that, which got 6% on Rotten Tomatoes. And she was supposed to stay and host the 10 o'clock hour with Hoda. And, like, speculation is her dressing room was too small, and so she just, like, dipped
out.
Yeah. And Rita Ora was in the building.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Because she was doing another interview. I don't know where or with who, but she ended up stepping in. And yeah, it sounds like that's pretty legit. Like, it was the dressing room situation.
Wow. I mean, if you're Kelly Rowland, I would maybe keep those kind of arrangements in good standing because, I mean, I know Tyler Perry is a really acclaimed filmmaker, and people who are in those movies continue to go on and win Oscars and do great things with their careers.
Hey, don't judge the Tyler Perry movies. Those are wildly popular, except for this one.
Have you ever seen a Tyler Perry movie?
I don't think I have.
Yeah, that is interesting. Okay, I heard just a really quick snippet, I think, on Chicks in the Office. And I, for some reason, thought they called Kelly Rowland, like, mistaked her for Rita Ora. So I'm glad I have the context now of that story.
Right. And also, Kelly Rowland was on a radio, and they asked her about a Destiny's Child reunion and about Beyonce's country music, and she wanted no part of it. So, yeah, she's, something's going on there.
I'm a survivor. I'm gonna make it.
We're all here for it. Like, give the fans what they want.
I mean, I'm trying to think of the last Kelly Rowland song I could name, and it was her duet with Nelly. And was that Kelly Rowland or Michelle Williams? I actually am not sure. I think it was Kelly Rowland.
Yeah.
Okay.
You alluded to this. I think it's come and gone pretty quick. This Sandoval New York Times article where he compared Scandoval from a, like, moment to George Floyd and O.J. Simpson, which... it's just asinine. He actually came out with an apology, and the whole article is fucking fantastic. I highly recommend it.
I was listening to Chicks in the Office today from, I think, like, mid last week or something, and they had a lot of great quotes about Sandoval, but the one, or the couple that stuck with me were, he had so many opportunities, there have been endless opportunities for him to get his foot out of his ass, and it hasn't happened. The other girl, I don't remember her, their names, the host, but she said, I generally cannot believe he's a real human being. The redemption is done. He doesn't have it in him. And I completely agree.
Yeah.
There's nothing new to say about him. They did say on their pod that he just looks evil. And I think I've referenced that before, that whatever is going on with his facial expressions or something, he does just look like menacing and conniving all of the time. So I really liked what they had to say about it on their pod.
Yeah, I don't know, he's the worst. What else can you say? Another thing I wanted to state about something you brought up last week, I believe you called it Roundhouse, but it's Roadhouse.
I think I said it's Roundhouse or Roadhouse or something like that.
It's the Jake Gyllenhaal movie. So I did see a trailer and I did catch myself up on the drama.
Excellent.
Basically, like, not the drama about it being, like, redone or whatever, but there's just tons of drama. Like, this movie was made, and basically it's going straight to streaming, which I don't know if anybody who listens was around during when movies would get made, but they would get, like, straight to video.
Bad.
That's bad. And basically, like, whoever made the movie... they were offered like $3 or $5 more million or something very small to not do a theatrical release, and they all took it. Like, it was agreed upon. So
was it Randall?
No. It's a good question. I don't know. I didn't think the movie looked that bad, but whatever. I don't know.
Huh.
Like, Jake Gyllenhaal, he looks good, you know?
I appreciate that you took the initiative to dig into that, because that was in my non-clickables. So
nice.
I'm glad we're kind of, like, helping each other out.
For sure.
The SAG Awards were Saturday.
Yes.
So since we are recording so late, we kind of got a chance to talk about that, I guess. I didn't really see a lot of headlines that, you know, seemed that interesting or clickable on it. I will say some of my standouts for fashion that I saw, Kirsten Dunst.
100. She looked so good. I love that dress.
Yes, agreed. Emma Stone, I really liked her. And I will say, I had some, not like mean things, but I was bored, I guess, with Jennifer Aniston's Golden Globes look, I think it was. And I really liked her SAG Award outfit, or her dress.
I did too.
I love the shorter hair. I love that it was not a black dress. It was something different. I saw Adam Brody and Leighton Meester were there. And ever since you told me to watch that movie, the River Wild movie, I can't look at him the same way.
Wait, did you watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
But that's okay. But I can't look at him the same now. Now he's just some weird, like, rapey pervert. Like, it's really changed my Adam Brody view. And I love him so much. That's it. Yeah. Ali Wong's dress. I appreciate that she took a risk, but it was just weird.
Yeah.
But she has the cutest glasses style I think I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. So I like her.
I saw, because the Spirit Awards were this weekend too. And Ayo Dabiri, she had this like houndstooth dress, you know, like checkered.
Yeah.
And it was so fucking cute. I didn't look at a ton of styles from these awards, but I loved her dress.
I have yet to see her in an outfit that makes me, like, question it. Does she look bad in anything? She's so cute.
Yeah.
I did see some more.
Oh, wait. And
yeah, sorry.
I did like Brie Larson's. The pink one. With
yeah.
The
ab bearing
like,
dress.
She just looks damn good.
She does. She made a comment about how she had to stand up in the car because of her ab bearing dress.
Snooze. What about Anne Hathaway?
I liked her dress.
Did you see the Devil Wears Prada reunion on stage?
I did, yeah. I didn't, like, love Emily Blunt's dress that much. Meryl, yeah, just does everything right all the time.
For sure.
But it was kind of cool. So there was the Devil Wears Prada, there's the Breaking Bad cast reunion I saw, and then Modern Family, which doesn't really, like, do anything for me. But yeah, it was kind of fun. I appreciated that everybody in the Breaking Bad cast was basically dropping F-bombs left and right when they were up on stage.
That's what I heard. I did not see it, but I want to.
Yeah, it was, I'm sure they're going to get a little in trouble for that.
Well, it was on Netflix, so they
the
could.
The SAG Awards were?
They were.
Oh,
I know.
Weird.
It was like the first live streaming event on Netflix.
I don't ever remember them being on a Saturday either. That really threw me for a loop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that explains it.
Right.
The only other thing I saw this morning was the trailer, and I thought this was just another trailer for her This Is Me Now, but it's not. So there's a new J-Lo documentary coming out tomorrow, and I'm going to watch it.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll watch it tomorrow, but I'm in on it.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Did you watch This Is Me Now, .. and then, or
no.
Whatever it's called?
Maybe I will get inspired from this documentary. But...
Did you see Heartthrob Rob did a video on it?
Yes, but I did not watch it. I was going to go back to it, and then I forgot about it until right now. So,
okay.
Yeah. Whoops.
What are you not clicking on?
Oh, let's get to
it. I'll tell you.
Yep.
I am not kicking? I'm not clicking on Kim Kardashian praising her daughter North for a top 100 chart something.
Nope.
No,
same. I didn't even put that in my not clicking ons because I feel like hopefully it's just known by now.
Yeah.
Anything related to The Walking Dead. I saw Andrew Lincoln. This is just from headlines. Andrew Lincoln has come back in some sort of fashion, and there was some, I don't even know.
It's like a Walking Dead
spinoff.
Something.
If you are one of the people that still watch The Walking Dead, please reach out to us on Instagram. I would like to know if the show is good, what has kept you hooked. Kristen and I were talking about this and how it used to be so good, but then it just got to the point where the first couple episodes of the new season were so good, and then it just fell, and then the last couple episodes were so good, and I don't know, I fell off that show probably like 6 years ago, so I'm just... these spinoffs, and it's just, it's interesting.
Make money.
Whoop. And that leads me to also not clicking on anything to do with the Game of Thrones spinoffs. There's another one apparently in the works. Enough.
How sick are you of hearing about these Dune premieres?
Pretty sick.
Like, how many premieres have there been?
Enough of them. Like, not like enough, but there have been enough of them to the point now where, I mean... Yes, I love all of Zendaya's outfits. And how many more questions can they ask her about... I always want to call him Timothy Chalamet, and I know that's not his name, but the boyfriend?
Tom Holland.
God, Tom Holland. How many more times is she going to get asked about Tom Holland? And...
She is, like, a goddess with what she wears. I don't understand it. Well, I do. She's, like, getting styled by the best people, and she's got the body for, like, high fashion, and...
I don't know, man. It's... I don't even think it's her body type... There is just something about her, like, that suit of armor
that
type.
Was weird.
It was weird, but she could still pull it off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's just a force to be reckoned with.
I will say her and Timmy were wearing matching, like, tracksuits, but high-end tracksuits, and or something along that nature, and they were so cute, both of them. Love them. But I'm pretty sick of this Dune 2 promo situation.
We've talked about this, right? You know, some of you may remember Fashion Police on E! And why that show got basically canceled. Have we talked about that on this pod? Mm-hmm. But it was... oh my gosh, I can't even think of her name. It is
Juliana Rancic.
Yeah, Juliana Rancic. And it was Zendaya. And she came to, if it was the Oscars or something, with dreads. And she made the comment about how she smelled of like weed and patchouli or something, or looked like she would omit that smell. And I have since gone back and looked at those photos because that'll pop in my head sometimes. So cute. And that was so long ago. And she just continues to not ever look bad.
Yeah.
Even in Euphoria, when she has like barf on her face, she still looks really good.
Some Euphoria clip came up on my phone the other day, and it was like when Sydney Sweeney was dressed in that outfit, and they're all in the bathroom, and Zendaya's like, why are you dressed like that? Are you trying out for your sister's play? Are you trying out for Oklahoma? She's like, what do you mean? I don't know. The whole thing is so fucking funny.
And this is the happiest I've ever been in my life.
Oh, my God. Here's my rant about Instagram this week.
Yes.
Listen, I love food blogs. So I follow some of my favorite food bloggers on Instagram and whatever. I loathe when my little Instagram food bloggers become, like, obsessed with protein. And they say things like, to all my protein girlies out there, it makes me want to fucking punch myself in the throat.
People with kiddos out there.
And that's another one. When the food blogger starts to have fucking kids, and now I have to see their kids eating their food with, like, this shit all over their face. And like, oh, excuse me, my kiddos, I've got crumbs all over me. Just go with, like, just move on. Like, nobody cares.
All you moms out there will understand.
Oh,
shut the fuck up.
Like, let's move on, yeah?
Yes. I did have a couple more podcasts.
Let's talk about pods.
To say.
Yeah.
So, I've been on a big Nick Viall podcast binge, I feel like, ever these last, like, few months. And it was just really funny. They were talking about Birkin bags. Okay. Last week, and you may recall the episode of Sex and the City with Lucy Liu, where Samantha is like her vying for the job of being her like PR person, mm-hmm. and goes and gets the Birkin and puts her name on the list, whatever. That's my fucking Birkin. Anyways, they were just talking about these bags and how they only appreciate in value from like $9,000 to $30,000 new, and they. We're talking about one that is selling right now for like $85,000 or something.
Damn.
You know, I remember this bag, what it looked like on Sex and City. They're fucking ugly. And I don't understand. It was just mind-boggling to me. Misha Barton was on the Call Her Daddy podcast, which mm-hmm. I unfollowed and since have refollowed, which is annoying. I had no idea that she had a sex tape scandal.
Yeah.
Which was really serious because she said she was like drugged with GHB. Mm-hmm. Which I didn't even know what GHB was, which I know it's like, you know, day rape drug, but it sounded just super, super fucked up. And I always feel really bad for Misha Barton. I think she was in that era with Paris and Nicole Richie that we've talked about multiple times, but what a tough time to be young in Hollywood.
Yeah, her life has just been a series of people betraying her mm-hmm. and family betraying her and the sex tape scandal. She had a psychotic breakdown and was put in the hospital. And, you know, I think she's done things after the OC, but like over in London. And
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm so glad she came on the Call Her Daddy podcast because I want her to have a voice and to
for sure
like do well in life. Like I'm absolutely rooting for her.
Yeah. It was interesting. Rachel Bilson was on a couple of days later, which I tried to listen to, and then I turned it off because it got really fucking weird.
They talk a lot about things like sex toys and such.
I don't know. I turned it off after. Yeah, I didn't even get into the sex toy stuff. Yikes. Ashley Simpson was on Broad Ideas. You and I talked about this last week, and it was hard for you to listen to because they're all friends, and it was very
giggly.
I did finish it, and I love Ashley Simpson. I've loved her from the beginning. Speaking of somebody who I'm glad has, like, done stuff and still has a voice, but they did obviously talk about the whole infamous SNL lip-syncing thing and how that basically just, like, destroyed her. She was saying, like, I had the number one song, and then this happened, and just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize she was 23 years old when she got pregnant with her first kid, Bronx. Mm-hmm. They were just talking about advice they'd give themselves at that age and how when you're 23, you feel like you're such an adult. And now looking back, like you are a child.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really interesting. And I love that all of those girls are friends. And I wish I could be friends with Ashley Simpson.
Yeah, so she was married to Pete Wentz at 23. I had totally forgot that they even had a kid together, so.
She said the age of him, and I.
He's 15.
Oh, my. I guess I could just do the math.
I tried to listen to it. Maybe I'll try to go back, because I'm fucking desperate for podcasts right now, because I cannot listen to any more VPR content.
Yeah.
And NFL's over, and so, yeah, it's tough out there for pods.
I'm very happy that, when you think about Ashley Simpson, the fact that she's married to Evan Ross, her mother-in-law is Diana Ross.
It's so cool.
Like, she's good, you know? She's good.
I listened to Nick Viall's Birth Story podcast.
Same.
And here's a hot take that you might not know about me, is I really like listening to people's birth stories, or, like, on the flip side of the pot or the food bloggers, a lot of them put their birth stories on their blogs, and I always read them. It fascinates me.
Does it fascinate you because every time you read a birth story, you're like, thank fucking God I'm never going through that? Or do you just like to, like, hear about people's differences?
Okay. I don't know. I can't even put a pinpoint on it.
I did. Like, I couldn't believe how long hers was. And I think Nick Viall is very endearing, and I just thought it was very cute that he multiple times just, like, broke down in tears. Like,
yeah.
And I watched the video of him, like, talking to the kid when it was crying and then stopped crying, and it was really cute.
Their child, River?
River Rose.
She's so cute.
It can't be an ugly baby, like, right. You know. But yeah, she was, I mean, they were both very honest about the whole thing, which I appreciate. What I don't like about birth stories is when I have to hear it from, like, an influencer, when they share pictures after, like, they have their makeup done with the kid or, like, shit like that. I like the real stuff, you know?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we talk some VPR, or do you have any more podcast stuff?
I do not have any more podcast stuff. So, but I will say, moving on to VPR, I also can't do any more VPR content. I didn't listen to Lala's pod last week. I barely listened to Sheena's. I don't know what's happening right now.
It's weird, right?
Yeah. I've never felt this way. And it's not because I'm sick of hearing about Scandoval, or I'm upset with Ariana handling the house situation or anything like that. I'm exhausted.
like, me too. I am sick of Scandoval. I am so sick. I'm just over it. And this was my concern with this season. You and I talked about it last week. They're just focused way too much on Tom and Ariana. I feel as though this is going to be a Tom Sandoval redemption arc. Like, he's going to get a hero edit or something. I don't know.
And maybe that's why it's exhausting, because I agree with you. And maybe the fact that we're months outside of this season wrapping up filming, and we know that he's still a piece of shit. We know all of these things he's said since this season has wrapped up, that it doesn't even feel like it's worth watching, because it's all bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know what fans want? Not this.
I was really happy to... I'll come back to the James situation. What I do want to say is I don't understand Sheena's look right now when she's in the interview phase, where she's got, like, this Audrey Hepburn, like, weird Shih Tzu ponytail again with, like, the pearl dress thing. It's weird. I also wrote down Schwartz's glasses when he was talking to Lala. He is just so gross. Like, number one, is he sweating all the time? And just those glasses look like he is trying so hard to stay young. And it was weird to look at. But while saying that, I really did like the conversation that him and Lala had.
Do you think he was fully engaged in that conversation?
No, I don't think he's ever fully engaged. And he must be doing something. So he's not really drinking. I know he was at the pool party, but he just doesn't ever seem like he is focused.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you're talking to him and he's looking at you, but he is just vacant.
Right. Another thing I will say is,
hey, Joe.
Welcome, Joe. Hi, Joe. I'm so glad Joe's here, and I don't even care what kind of vibe she brings, because I need something else.
We need some fresh blood.
And also, I don't need Lisa Vanderpump calling Sheena and Lala over there to feel bad for Tom Sandoval. And then I don't need Sheena talking to Ariana in the pool about it. I don't need any of it.
No.
Like, come on. He's not going to... Like, I don't... I guess I'm not going to talk about that. But, like, he's... Ugh. Like, Ariana said it best when she was like, he's...
I am proud of her for saying that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to repeat what she said because I just... This is a sticky subject to talk about, but it is nobody's place to be telling Ariana any of this. Ariana probably gets it because she probably also felt like killing herself when this happened. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't want to say it's a normal thing, but a lot of people have been in really tough situations, and I don't think... Yeah, it's a lot. Trying to talk to Sheena and Lala, like you said, them going to Ariana, them trying to convince everybody now to do this Tahoe trip, basically almost now on the basis because Tom Sandoval was having dark thoughts and he's in a dark place. I know they're not all friends right now, and this is, I feel like I've been like looking forward to this Tahoe trip, but why? We know that nothing really comes from it, so... God, yeah, I don't know.
And while we were watching it, Phil asked, how often do you think these people all hang out? And I'm like, well, never. Not all of them. I mean, I know, separately, like, they're friends. You know, Katie and Ariana are friends, and Lala and Sheena are super good friends. But I don't think they all go hang out at James's house ever. He's always traveling. And that's the change. Like, when they first started it, all of these people were friends. They were all hanging out all the time. And now it's like, The Real Housewives, where they have call times and they have fake trips that are set up, and it's been like that for a while, but it just seems so disjointed this season. I don't know.
You can really feel it this season.
You can totally feel it.
I'm glad. Oh, sorry. Okay. I'm going to go to Joe for a second. You can really tell I'm excited to talk about this James and Crab situation. The 5 seconds that we've had with Joe before this episode, we already know she's nuts. Mm-hmm. Everybody has said she's nuts. She comes off as nuts.
Yeah.
And she seems like one of those people who just really wants to be in on everybody's jokes. And if she's not, she's going to laugh anyways. Mm-hmm. And I am excited to see where this goes with her because I just hope it creates some different storyline.
I hope she goes to Tahoe.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
James, go.
So the end of the episode when Lisa called him, I had already completely forgotten about the dog. I was like, really, he's going to go to Vanderpump Dogs and they're going to talk about Tom Sandoval? Like, mm-hmm. I can't do it. I thought this was one of, like, I teared up during this scene. So my question for you is, you and I had talked about the dogs situation when Raquel came out with her first episode where she basically laid out this whole groundwork about Graham and how, you know, everybody knows about it. So do you still believe Rachel and her Graham story?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this aligned kind of, it doesn't seem outlandish with the way she told it.
Got it.
So.
I really liked this. I loved that he was just so happy when he saw the dog and he was just like very thankful and just, I honestly believe that this dog would have gotten euthanized.
Yeah.
And I have done a 180 on Raquel and her accounts of how things have happened because she's gone too far now. She's trying to blame everybody else now. She's basically like the female Tom Sandoval right now. Mm-hmm. You know, she's trying to victimize herself and blaming Sandoval and basically everything else. She's just going in it too far. So I don't believe her about the dog anymore. I don't know that I ever really did, but I am very happy with how the situation turned out. So I'm glad we got a little glimpse into that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's all I have on Vanderpump. What about you?
I don't have anything else on Vanderpump.
Comfortable,
God, my legs are starting to cramp. I do want to just bring up, sorry, before we do that, what else are you watching?
Well, in lieu of the AT&T outage last week, people at work were talking about the movie Leave the World Behind, which is a Netflix movie with Julia Roberts. Yeah. And Walter watched it too. He liked it. And it was really good. Really liked it.
But not scary, you said.
No, more creepy. So, that's all. I mean, that's all I really have to say about it. It's too long. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes, which is way too long. So they definitely could have cut some things out, but whatever.
It's about 35 minutes past Kristen's threshold for movies. God.
That's exactly correct. I think I told Phil, I'm like, if it would have just been about an hour and 50, then I'm good. So, but yeah, I recommend it. I don't typically like Netflix movies. They all usually pretty much suck.
It is true. I am still, so we've started the, I keep wanting to call it a second season, but I guess it kind of is the second season of Making a Murderer. I think we're about 3 episodes in, and it is so good. It's so fucked up. I will say this right now. Hopefully I don't change my mind and sound stupid, but I can't believe Stephen Avery and Brendan Dassey are still in prison. The end. I hope you start it with Phil.
Everybody, I know this is not 10 years ago. This is in real time. So,
like, I was looking up when the second part came out, thinking it was like 2022. It was 2018. This is how behind I am on this, and I understand that, but man, it is good. Except for Mark. He apparently just can't help himself but falling asleep when we watch it, but...
That's all I'm watching.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Mark and I came over on Saturday, and you and Phil were watching Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, I just turned on the pilot episode, and you know what always gets me is when he goes down and he gets paralyzed. I like choke up every time.
They do a. That's just one of the great pilots of
it is
TV.
So I might be. Maybe I'll be starting that over.
Excellent.
I mean, I kind of started Parenthood over again.
Yeah,
I'm on like season 4.
5 seasons of that show?
6.
6, okay. This leads me into, you may have seen our Instagram post where I was basically begging Kristen to start the show The Summer I Turn Pretty, which, speaking of not really being up with the times, that show came out a couple years ago. But I was talking...
Keep her moving.
Just wait.
Oh. Walter's having a lot of feelings about the person walking down the street.
I thought maybe it was a drug deal or something. Okay, so I was talking to Brandy about this show, who has the Felicity Dear Sally. We chatted with her on our Felicity pod, whatever. She's very passionate about this show, about like what team you're on and everything like that. And I don't know enough about this show to have be able to like go back and forth like Felicity is what I'm saying. And so I was talking about this with Mark, like, whatever, and he was just like, well, that's because the show didn't shape who you are like the way Felicity did. And I was like, oh my god, that's so smart. Wow. This was right when we were about to go to bed, and I grabbed my phone and wrote it in my notes. Basically, I'm excited to watch this with you and talk about it. We're not going to dedicate whole episodes to this show. It's just going to be maybe a little corner, but yeah, I'm glad you agreed to watch it.
Did I agree?
Yeah, you did. It's on our Instagram. People can go see it for cool. Yeah,
and Survivor starts this week.
Survivor starts Wednesday.
And I'm finally going to start the feud, the Swans.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of content out there.
A lot of stuff to catch up on.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Is there anything else we missed that you would like to get into this episode?
I don't think so. I think we're golden.
Cool. Well, again, we're really apologetic for the technical difficulties, but sometimes life just happens. So next week we'll be back with our perfectly edited, wonderful new episode. Thanks for listening along with the dog growls and the cars. We made it.
Bye.
Bye.